Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of news about health and nutrition, plus your phone calls. We invite you to call us. 888-302-3684 is our number. We got lots to talk about this hour. And let's start with more pleasant subject to start with than the failure of our medical system. Last hour, I talked about the fact that for the first time since 1993, and 1993 was an aberration because too many people were dying of AIDS, the life expectancy of Americans has gone down. It's, you know, we talk about progress. People are living longer. People are living healthier. Well, it turns out that as of this year, people's lives are shorter. And this is actually a tack on to a story that appeared a couple of years ago, which suggests that this generation may live less long than its parents. And it turns out that, well, hopefully this is just a blip on the radar screen, but it may just be that more and more Americans are becoming obese or following bad lifestyles and are dying earlier as a result. And here's some companion statistics. Progress in the U.S. against obesity, food poisoning, and infections spread in hospitals has been uneven and disappointing. What they did is they set the bar at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention back in the beginning of the Obama administration. Thomas Frieden set a list of priorities he called winnable battles shortly after he was named to lead the CDC in 2009 as part of the new administration led by President Barack Obama. And what they were going after is what they considered low-hanging fruit, goals to improve the health and longevity of Americans. And the list included smoking, AIDS, obesity, and nutrition, teen pregnancy, auto injuries, and healthcare infections. You think, well, healthcare infections, that's got to be preventable. But, you know, they're not using proper sterile technique. Doctors aren't washing their hands and so on, right? They could fix that. Well, the most clear-cut progress was in cigarette smoking and teen pregnancy. That's good. But another goal once considered within easy reach was the reduction of car crash deaths by 31% by 2015. Crash deaths only fell 21%. Because of a recent uptick. Well, they fell anyway, but there were disappointing results in meeting two food safety goals. Rates of illness from harmful E. coli bacteria dropped, but didn't reach the goal of a 29% reduction. Illness rates from salmonella, on the other hand, increased, so our food safety isn't what it should be. Mixed progress on cutting down infection spread in hospitals and medical clinics. Three kinds of infections declined, but not to target levels, and rates for certain urinary tract infections didn't fall at all. Inability to reduce the number of new HIV cases by 25%. Number of new cases fell by just 18%, which is good, but not reaching goal. Failure to reduce, and this is important, failure to reduce obesity rates for toddlers and older children. Instead, the rate grew slightly to more than 17%. 17% of our toddlers and older children are obese. And we didn't make a dent in that statistic during the past administration. And so what is it? Is it the failure of Obamacare? Is it that our healthcare system is inadequate to meet the needs of Americans, no matter who's in power? Is it social inequality? You know, we got some big problems in this country, pockets of poverty, pockets of where violence and social disruption erode the health of Americans. And unique problems, because we say, well, American healthcare isn't what it should be, because Americans don't live as long as people say in Finland or in Cuba, let's say. But we've got some serious social problems, We got some serious overeating problems. We got some serious cultural problems that are very, very hard to overcome with simple doctoring and medication. That's not the answer. We need broad preventive programs, and we need the public to take the initiative, not just have government edicts telling people what to do, what to eat, what to drink, what not to do. 888-302-3684 is our number. And hey, Caleb, why don't you roll one of those calls that we got on our website?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Does it make sense to add Viperin to my daily regimen to help with the absorption of vitamins? And does it make any difference whether those vitamins are fat or water-soluble? Thanks, as always.
Okay. So for a listening audience, there are ways to get questions to us. You can call us right now, 888-302-3684. But maybe it's not convenient. Maybe you're shy. You don't want to be on the air with thousands of people listening. Okay. Well, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll answer it during one of our weekly podcasts. You can remain anonymous if you'd like. Or on our website at drhoffman.com, on our homepage, there's a new feature. There's a black bar on the right. You click on that black bar, and it gives you an opportunity to weigh in with a question or comment that we'll record, and we'll play it on our weekly radio program, as we just did for that last caller. So, okay, I had a little bit of a hesitation when that caller was talking about Viperin. I think what he was talking about is something called Piperine, P-I-P-E-R-I-N-E. And Piperine is actually a derivative of black pepper that may, according to some studies, increase the bioavailability of many substances through a number of mechanisms. And in particular, studies have shown that it may increase the absorption of curcumin by as much as 20 or 30 fold. It turns out curcumin from turmeric is great for the joints, for the brain, for the blood vessels, has anti-cancer properties, but it's just simply not that well absorbed. So you take your curcumin, and it's unclear whether it's going to get to where it's supposed to do its job. So some supplement companies have been combining curcumin with piperine. It's spelled P-I-P-E-R-I-N-E. It's a pungent compound found in black pepper, and it's used in Ayurvedic medicine as a restorative and treatment. Well, the research shows that piperine can increase bioavailability in several ways. It may reduce the breakdown of certain substances. But the research on piperine is a little bit vague, a little bit vague. And it's I'm not entirely sold on piperine as a way of increasing the bioavailability. That's a mouthful. Bioavailability of a wide variety of nutrients. So if you mix piperine with zinc or vitamin C or vitamin D, not clear that it's going to make those substances more active. The research is fairly good on curcumin and maybe for certain other herbs, but it's unclear whether piperine plays a role in increasing bioavailability of other nutrients. And as to water-soluble, fat-soluble nutrients, it's unclear whether piperine plays a greater role with one or the other. When it comes to dosing, when something's water-soluble, like the B vitamins or vitamin C, you need several doses through the day. When something's fat-soluble, like fish oil or vitamin D, you can take those things once a day, or even some studies suggest high doses of vitamin D once a week are equivalent to taking vitamin D on a daily basis. So thank you for that question. And please use that feature at drhoffman.com to weigh in with your question. Give it a shot. We'll read your question on the air, or we'll play your question on the air, better yet, in your own voice, and I'll do the best I can to field your question. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. for right now here on Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Do you suffer from frequent tiredness or fatigue? Well, this is a huge problem. It really affects, I would say, at least half of the patients that I'm seeing at the Hoffman Center. And for many years, I've relied upon a supplement that I think you'll find beneficial. It's Propax with NT-Factor. It's the only nutritional system that's clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause. Age, illness, or just being run down. It's Propax with NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Propax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT-Factor. It's a one-stop shop, all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. Propax with NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown that Propax reduces fatigue by almost half, and I've seen it work. It even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been personally taking it for years. I don't go a day without it, and I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, so order by calling 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, this item. You know, the high cost of drugs, a big problem in this country. And now there are drugs that assist with sexual performance, notably Viagra and Cialis and Levitra on the male side. But also on the women's side, there's a new medication, which was highly controversial because it was approved barely. It was barely approved because it kind of works a little bit to perk female libido, but it wasn't that decisive, and it's expensive. It's a daily pill for low sex drive called Addy. I have no idea why the geniuses in the ad agency came up with that name. But Addy is billed as the new female Viagra. It is by no means a female Viagra because, women's sexuality is not just a matter of hydraulics. It's, mostly in the head. And side effects of Addy are pretty severe, includes dizziness and fainting. And you got to take it for up to a couple of months to see a result. It's not going to work instantaneously. It costs $800 per month. So there's an article here, Associated Press, high cost of sex drugs. Cue the song, the Beatles song, Can't Buy Me Love. Can't Buy Me Love, because drug price hikes put sex beyond reach. There are literally some people who can't afford sex. Sex, which used to be a free activity, one of the few things that was free. Well, it depends. It can get kind of costly, you know, those restaurant meals and dates and clothing and jewelry and trips and whatnot can run you a lot of money. But technically, anyway, sex is free, but if you depend on medication for sex, there's a problem. It says, a generation ago, long married couples accepted their sex lives trailing off with age. But now, there are couples in their 50s, 60s, and 70s who are more sexual than they've ever been, thanks to the pharmaceutical sexual revolution. Viagra and Cialis each quickly topped $1 billion in global annual sales. But they're not covered by many insurance policies. And so some people have to make a choice. Do they want to go out to the restaurant to eat, or do they want to have sex that night? It's sort of a choice that's limited by your economic resources. So patients unwilling to forego sex, doctors say split pills or otherwise ration medicines, beg for scarce samples, or seek copay discount coupons. And then there's another out, is that men with enlarged prostates can request Cialis. It's a little bit of a sleight of hand because it helps with your urinary stream, but it also may boost your sexual mojo. So you can say, well, I've got an enlarged prostate and I'm taking a Cialis for my prostate problems, but by the way, get a bit of a boost in the bed. And that is, that can be covered, by insurance because it's a medical problem. It's not frivolous like, I just want to have sex. It's a medical problem. But literally, you know, you can't buy me love anymore if you're on a limited budget. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. More phone calls, more discussion about medicine, health, nutrition coming up on today's Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. You can call us in the remaining time we have. There's a great article, in this weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal in the lifestyle section by Gary Taubes. Gary Taubes has been a frequent guest on Intelligent Medicine, and we're trying to get him back for a podcast because he's got a new book coming out called The Case Against Sugar. It's out December 27th, just in time to ruin your Christmas holiday. He says, the Christmas season is a pretty good time to consider the possibility that sugar is killing us. And he cites as evidence the history of the introduction of sugar in the United States in this short column, which I think is probably an excerpt of his book. Physicians began to condemn sugar for many illnesses, including rheumatism, gallstones, jaundice, and cancer. In the 1800s, they noted that diabetes, which was virtually non-existent, if you check hospital records and death records through the 1850s, very rare. But it had become much more common since the Civil War with a new wave of prosperity. In 1924, they first identified sugar consumption as the culprit. And the sweetening of our national diet accelerated when inexpensive home refrigerators made their debut in the 1930s. That enabled us to store cold, soft drinks, which made them even more appealing. I mean, yeah, there was soda before, but nothing like a frosty bottle of Coke. And then there was frozen desserts, which came on stream after World War II, and fruit juices became a staple of American breakfasts because you could now refrigerate fruit juice and send it by rail car across the United States from parts south to parts north that are normally, where normally there's not a lot of fruit. And then the sugary cereals were introduced in the 20th century. By the 1960s, children's breakfast had been transformed into lower-fat versions of a dessert. And Saturday morning television shows were dedicated to selling sugary cereals to children. So they put the final nail in the coffin in the 1970s. High fructose corn syrup was introduced. And by 1999, annual sales of these sweeteners had soared to more than 150 pounds per person, with a corresponding surge in the prevalence of obesity and diabetes. So the sugar industry has claimed innocence. They say there's no difference between the calories that come from sugar or steak or grapefruit or ice cream. Thus proclaimed industry ads in the 1950s. And, of course, a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie, to paraphrase Gertrude Stein, who once said, a rose is a rose is a rose. Different calories have different impacts on the body's metabolism. And Gary Taubes in this column points to resistance to the hormone insulin, which is the key underlying fault in type 2 diabetes. And he now notes that the CDC estimates that obesity and diabetes now cost the U.S. healthcare system some $1 billion a day. And one hopes, you know, there's been a big change in Washington, one hopes, but maybe in vain, that perhaps, just perhaps, part of the reform that's undergoing in Washington, whether you believe in it or not, is going to be a reform of the way that we attack America's health problems with advocacy for better nutritional policies and reduction in the subsidies that provide cheap food, refined carbohydrates, and high-test sugar to Americans, artificially subsidized courtesy of the federal government. Check that book out. Put it on your holiday gift list for 2016-2017. The book, The Case Against Sugar, out December 27th by Gary Taubes. We'll try and interview him next year. 888-302-3684 is our number. And if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. What is it? It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It works according to at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. I've recommended it to patients at the Hoffman Center. They bought the device. It's working for them. And many of you listeners have also taken the plunge. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. It's a natural way to help you control your blood pressure and reduce dependency on medications. To find out more, go to tryzona.com, tryzona.com, or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. Okay. Let's take one of those calls from our website. It's a call about iron dosage.
Hi there. My question to you today is to do with heme iron and its absorption. How many milligrams or how much is an average human able to absorb in one sitting or over an hour, a couple of hours, or even a day? I'd like to know the answer to that, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, that's a great question, and it comes to us from a young woman who represents a demographic that is especially prone to iron deficiency for several reasons. Number one, women menstruate, and so they lose iron. Number two, women in general, although, you know, you can't stereotype, but in general, they prefer kind of a lower protein diet. Some of it's for ethical or sentimental reasons, and some of it's because women's digestive apparatus is a little weaker than men in general. And the reason for that is that there is a difference between the sexes. Yeah, believe it or not, you know, transgender bathrooms notwithstanding. Men tend to be bigger and more muscular than women. That's just the way it is, human biology. And so when it comes to digesting animal protein, women have a little bit less digestive mojo than men, and so may prefer less heaping portions of roast beef, lamb, or chicken. So, double trouble for some women who attempt to be vegetarians during their menstrual age. And then, of course, there's pregnancy, and pregnancy robs women's bodies of iron, you know, sequentially. With each pregnancy, you know, you pull more iron out of the body. So it's a big problem. And iron deficiency can result in weakness and fatigue, decreased athletic performance and endurance. There's even what's called runner's anemia, where, you know, really high-end running may produce a little bit of blood loss that can contribute to decreased athletic performance. This is a vicious cycle. So when it comes to other things that iron can cause, well, iron can cause attention deficit disorder, especially in young girls. It can cause restless leg syndrome. It can cause hair thinning. Frequently, when we replete iron to adequate levels, hair thickness returns. So there's a lot of good reasons to address iron levels. Also just brain function, IQ, related to iron levels. You don't want to go overboard, though. You want to get your iron checked. Not everybody needs iron supplementation. Some people are genetically predisposed to iron overload, so you need to check your iron. And in particular, look at a measure called ferritin. It's a sensitive measure of your iron levels, although you have to have it carefully interpreted because under certain circumstances, you can get a false elevation of your ferritin. All right, so when you treat iron deficiency, I prefer to treat iron deficiency with diet, with red meat. And I'll give you an illustration. I when I broke my leg, some of you may recall I broke my hip a few years back with a bicycle accident. Because of the injury and because of the subsequent surgery, I lost about half my blood volume. I went from a normal hematocrit of about 40, probably about 45, to a hematocrit of 23, which is very low, almost to the threshold where you need transfusions, but these days they're reluctant to give transfusions because of the danger. So they said, do it naturally. You know, here, take these iron pills. Well, they gave me these iron pills, and at the same time I was taking pain medication, and at the same time I had a pretty uncomfortable leg, so I had a heck of a time going to the bathroom. Developed constipation due to all those things, and iron pills are notoriously constipating, as is pain medication. Plus, getting in a comfortable position on a toilet seat is tough when you've got a broken leg. So I stopped taking the iron pills, and I said, I'm going to do it via diet. And I couldn't shop, but I got family members to bring me lots and lots of steak and lamb, and I just ate that stuff like a house on fire. Just had liver. Liver is an exceptionally good source of iron. And within 2 months, record time, I'd almost totally normalized my iron stores with diet alone. And that's probably because I'm still an efficient absorber of iron. Some people have more trouble with iron absorption. But if you have good digestion and you're able to tolerate that kind of diet, you can do it with diet. When it comes to what you need, your the average daily iron intake from food and supplements is recommended to be just around 15 milligrams per day in kids age 2 to 11, 16 milligrams per day in children and teens age 12 to 19, and around 20 milligrams per day in men, and a little less, 18 milligrams in women older than 19. And for pregnant women, maybe a little more, although iron, lots of iron for pregnant women, I don't recommend, unless they're specifically anemic. And when it comes to using iron pills, I really don't like iron sulfate. Iron sulfate, the most commonly prescribed iron pill, very constipating, poorly tolerated. They now have other forms of iron that are better tolerated, so-called heme iron supplements that I prefer. We can use gentle forms of iron, although they're not very high in iron. The ferrous sulfate gives you about 350 milligrams of iron. That's a whopping amount of iron. And some of the iron supplements that we use at the Hoffman Center are gentle. They don't cause a lot of gastro distress or constipation, but they only contain about 50 milligrams of iron, sometimes as low as, you know, if you take some of these liquid iron concentrates that are made from vegetables. You only get about 18 milligrams of iron. That's not much. And, oh, a lot of people say, well, should I eat spinach like Popeye? And the answer is, not so great. Spinach is reputed to be a great source of iron, but it's not that well absorbed. Iron from plant sources is less bioavailable than heme iron, which comes from the blood or muscle cells of animals. Unfortunately, that's the way it is, that heme iron is the ideal source of iron if you want to build up your iron stores. So there you have it on the subject of iron. And I thank you very much for that good question. Good questions coming to us via our website at drhoffman.com. There's a black bar. You can click on it, and you can pose a succinct question. We'll answer it on the air, as we just did here on Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, okay, so you're taking an antidepressant. No shame in that. Sometimes natural therapies, talk therapy, don't work. And although occasionally they're marginally ineffective and often there are side effects, some people do derive benefit from antidepressants, I will concede. But you could give your antidepressant a boost, according to several new studies. And this is actually something that we do frequently at the Hoffman Center. We don't insist that people get off their antidepressant medications. In some cases, we would like them to get off their antidepressant medications and substitute natural approaches, eventually taper. But it is possible that certain nutritional supplements are compatible with prescription antidepressants and may act as hamburger helper for those antidepressants, boosting their efficacy. So here we go. International evidence has found that certain nutritional supplements can increase the effectiveness of antidepressants for people with clinical depression. They are omega-3 fish oils, SAMe, that's S-adenosyl methionine, or SAMe, methylfolate, that's the bioactive form of folate, and vitamin D were all found to boost the effects of medication. Research performed at the University of Melbourne in Australia and at Harvard examined 40 clinical trials worldwide looking at nutrient supplements to treat clinical depression combined with antidepressants such as SSRIs, that would be Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft, to SNRIs, that would be Effexor and Lexapro, and tricyclics, that would be medications like Elavil and that old-fashioned type of antidepressant. The findings are published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. So the strongest finding from our review was that omega-3 fish oil in combination with antidepressants had a statistically significant effect over a placebo. So they said, quote, many studies have shown omega-3s are very good for general brain health and improving mood, but this is the first analysis of studies that look at using them in combination with antidepressant medication. They say the difference for patients taking both antidepressants and omega-3 compared to a placebo was highly significant. So this could be a standard of care. Why not? Why are psychiatrists not suggesting that each and every patient taking an antidepressant should also be taking omega-3s? And high-dose omega-3s efficacious for schizophrenia, for bipolar disorder. Many studies supporting that conclusion for suicidal depression, a reduction in subsequent suicide attempts. Also, the University of Melbourne research team found good evidence for methylfolate. That's a bioactive form of folic acid, not folic acid, but methylfolate, vitamin D, and SAMe as mood-enhancing therapies. They also looked at zinc, vitamin C, and tryptophan, and didn't find that it worked very well. Also, folic acid didn't work particularly well, as opposed to methylfolate, which worked better, nor did inositol, according to the studies. And we sometimes use inositol for anxiety, but it has a minor effect. So there you have it in terms of the latest research on boosting the efficacy of your antidepressant. And while we're talking about negativity, negative mood, having an optimistic outlook on life could help you live longer, according to a new study at Harvard. Among 70,000 female nurses, the 25% who were most optimistic had a 31% reduced risk of dying compared to the 25% who were least optimistic. And according to studies, complaining could be part of the problem. If you are a repetitive complainer, you may rewire your brain for negativity. You may run certain neural circuitry in your brain that is geared to negativity, thus perpetuating a negative outlook on life. Well, thanks for joining us. Hope your outlook on life has improved for this program. This is Intelligent Medicine.